I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Officials estimate that as many as 800,000 people fled the Swat Valley as the Pakistani government pounds the Taliban. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton notes the stakes are high for believers.
I have heard of direct attacks against Christians. I think it is only natural that as the Taliban advances, churches will be targeted, Christian homes will be targeted, people will be asked to pay the protection tax to stay in the area.
Pray for the protection and boldness of the evangelists and church planters during this time. Next, intense fighting in Sri Lanka's war zone is taking a heavy civilian toll. Joe Handley of Asian Access says they're partnering with churches to help relieve the humanitarian crisis. The churches are counseling refugees who have lost everything and helping them rebuild their lives. The gospel is spreading as a result.
Anytime you have a crisis of this proportion, people do show an interest in spiritual things. And thus the counseling and the crisis relief efforts are things that they appreciate the spiritual help that they're being offered.
And an organization that originally reached out to the people behind the Iron Curtain is celebrating a milestone. Slavic Gospel Association celebrating its 75th anniversary. SGA's Joel Griffith.
At Moody Church in Chicago, we're going to be holding a three-day international 75th anniversary celebration. And one of the reasons we're holding it at Moody Church is because that is actually where our founder, Peter Danica Sr., was saved as a young man in 1920.
It's scheduled for September 25th to the 27th. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called The Choice, America's Road to Ruin or Renewal, call 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.